There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now, our host, Essie Johnson.
Welcome to In His Presence. Thank you for joining us today. Today, our scripture passage comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4 and verse 16. From Him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love, as each part does his work. The term body of Christ is a wonderful manner to describe the community of believers. We function as a body, different parts with different responsibilities. God has designed this family to live and work together so that when everything is functioning as it should, we can move without effort as we perform our various tasks and responsibilities. It was never meant that all should seek to be the head or seek to be the foot. Once, in a women's meeting, the Lord brought a word through one of the ladies present. The word was an uncomfortable one. God was grieved. Grieved that there were those present who counted His gifts unworthy. There were those present who desired and coveted the gifts of others while discounting the gift and calling that God had crafted especially for them. God, who knew them better than anyone, had chosen them to carry forth certain responsibilities in the church, but His gifts were being ignored or set aside as they desired other gifts that seemed so much more attractive to them. The Lord was grieved. What church needs all preachers, all teachers, or all prophets? What person would desire to have two heads and no arms to perform the various tasks that needed to be done, or have no legs to carry them from place to place? Oh, the human body is wonderfully designed. And so is the church body. At its best, it is beautiful, graceful, a combination of art and practicality. A hand that can pick up a tiny pen, write a letter, or hold the hand of a loved one or a tiny baby. Sometimes our bodies move so smoothly, we don't even notice until illness, disease, or sadly, some amputation takes place. We then become keenly aware of how precious that ability to function was. And so it is in the body of Christ. Paul reminded his brothers and sisters, the body, the family is perfectly fit together, each muscle, each nerve, with a task and responsibility, all moving together. That is the body of Christ. This means that each of us must find and serve in our proper place. The church, where everyone depends on one or two individuals to do everything, where calls for teachers, someone to assist in cleaning the church, volunteers to serve in the nursery, prepare the bulletin, go unheeded, means that some parts must be overextended and overworked to achieve the desired goal. Have you ever overextended yourself and ended up with a strained muscle? Not a good feeling. And so it is in the church. Are we doing our part, performing our assigned tasks, the role that God has given us? If we are unsure of what we should be doing, there is no better time than right now to seek God regarding His leading for service in the church. Lord, what would you have me to do? He will answer. The service is necessary for the body to carry out its responsibility, but it is also necessary for us to grow in the work of the Lord. If we want our bodies to grow strong and develop, what do? We exercise. We push ourselves beyond our comfort zone. And when we are consistent in developing our bodies, we find that we develop strength and skill. To grow in the things of God, we too must work and carry out our responsibility. We must study His Word and take part in Bible study and worship. These opportunities will help expand our understanding of His Word and of His will. We can deepen our knowledge of Him. We can also serve. As we serve, we grow. And as we are faithful stewards, God will entrust us with more talent, knowledge, and understanding. In verses 13 through 16 of this chapter, Paul spells out the goal, the purpose of this body functioning together. We are coming together in faith. Just as in Paul's day, our family is made up of many persons of different cultural backgrounds, but we are one in the Spirit and one in the Lord. There is no place for division. We have one faith and we serve one God. To a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We should not just be around the church or doing church work for years, decades, and for some of us, most of our lives. We should also reflect maturity in our service. How sad it is to see an adult who behaves in a childish fashion, throwing a temper tantrum, unfortunately sometimes complete with profane language, when they cannot have their way. Adults who throw things, stomp their feet, or even storm out of meetings, behaving much as they did when they were in kindergarten or first grade, stomping and yelling, sometimes crying when things are not to their liking. Maturity teaches us that this is not the way to solve problems, but we must reason together. We should not just grow older, we should also grow up and become wiser. We should become more and more like Jesus. We want to become stable and steadfast in the things of God. Verse 14 points out, then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Don't let people use and manipulate you to achieve their end. There is a point at which our maturity steps in. When we are faced with a situation, the newest prophet in town, or a doctrine that is in conflict with the teaching of Scripture, there is a time when we understand that just because there is a crowd, it does not mean that the word is being taught faithfully. Listen to what is being taught. The choir may sound beautiful, the surroundings may be wonderful, the individual might have great oratory skill, but measure what is said against the word of God. We listen and discern in a way that we did not know how to do when we were young in the way, not easily deceived. And we measure everything against the word of God. God's church builds, it develops, it equips, and it reaches out to teach others. Let's pray. Lord God, help us to be in our proper place in your body. Help us to grow and develop, to mature in you. And help us to both be equipped and to help equip others. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed and beautiful week. And join us again next time. In His Presence.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at In His Presence at NoneLikeHimAnywhere.org.